So joining me right now is founder of Dear South Africa, Rob Hutchinson. Morning, Rob. I think about this political party, Islamic State of Africa, and I think about the average South African living under Sharia law. And why is our mainstream media not reporting this, firstly? Any ideas?
Yeah, I think there's a bit of fear going on in the media, in the general public as well. The person who registered the party is Farad Huma, and he's quite a controversial character. In my opinion, I'd say quite a dangerous character. He has been, he was arrested and accused of terrorism and sanctioned by the United States. He was arrested in South Africa in about 2018 for a deadly attack on the Imam Hussein Mosque in Durban North.
I remember that. That was terrible, that attack.
That was terrible, yes, exactly. It was a deadly attack. I think an individual's throat was slit and the usual stuff that goes on with that. And then in 2020, he was linked to planting of several incendiary devices in the city, in Durban. And in the following year, also charged with unlawful possession and of firearms and ammunition. And in the trial, it was revealed that he funds he also started that Islamic cell in South Africa, and he funded that through through funds raised through kidnap for ransom operations and extortion of major businesses in South Africa to the tune of about R1 million. So that's the individual behind the registration of this party. And I think it's just general fear. People are generally too scared to talk out about these things. I've only managed to find one article on News 24, which is quite comprehensive, surprisingly, for News 24. But yes, it is. It's an absolute worry and extremely concerning.
How much does it cost to start a political party in South Africa?
Well, it depends whether you want to register or run or contest the national, the local or provincial elections. But to register a political party is around R5,000.
Okay.
Not a huge amount of money. But it's there's a whole process that goes through it, that it has to go through. I think we've all seen the notice that's been flying around about the registration of the ISA. As you said earlier on, about 14 days to contest it. However, you can still contest it afterwards. And just because you've registered a political party, it doesn't mean that you qualify to run or contest in an election.
Oh, that's interesting. Why is that?
Yeah. There's a whole lot of legal requirements that have to be met, plus a certain amount of signatures have to be captured first to register. What Farad Huma wants to do is run at a municipal ward level in the upcoming elections, which are pretty soon, in about 2 years or year and a half or so. And he only wants to contest one ward so far, which is Etegwini in KZN. So he'll have to pay for that. He'll have to meet certain requirements, get the amount of signatures. And the interesting thing is that he can, even though he has been charged and with these severe crimes, he can still run and register a political party and still run for elections. Which is quite odd, but we've seen it before with others such as Kate and McKenzie and so on.
Yeah, and look how well they're doing, actually. Yeah, they're really exactly. Doing well for South Africa.
Yeah, interestingly, you can even run if you've been convicted and sentenced to prison, as long as it's 5 years after your prison sentence or conviction. Hmm. So it really leaves open for anyone to push their agenda here. What he's calling for is Sharia law, full-on Sharia law across the country, which is I don't know, is it a call for violence or whatever?
Well, for one thing, if you're found guilty of theft, they cut off your hands.
This is true. This is true. Amongst other things against women and so on, and other horrific laws, which, in my opinion, seem to ignore the rule or the laws of society and the laws of the country in general. And that in itself should be questioned seriously in terms of registration of a political party that's promoting what should legally be termed as an unlawfulness.
Well, it's limited rights for civilians. I mean, is there a point at which we are so democratic that we actually empower the very bodies that are going to diminish our democratic flavor?
Well, exactly. South Africa's constitution does clearly state a democratic state, and everybody has their rights. However, what they're calling for here is the end of what this party is calling for, is the end of democracy and the end of capitalism and the end of the banks and other stuff. But that in itself is anti-constitutional, against the constitution. So there's a legal angle there as well to immediately say, no, sorry, you can't register a party because of those problems there. There are several other issues. There could be a potential violation of the Electoral Commission Act, as the registering of the party bearing this name, it could be seen as promoting or inciting hatred, violence, or intimidation.
Right.
The offense of symbolism, they clearly say free all mankind, which could be interpreted as a radical or militant agenda. The name, the Islamic State of Africa, is the most obvious.
That would be your starting point.
Contestation.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Rob, have you got anything on your website that we can go take a look at? Your website being Dear South Africa.
Yes, I'm busy in the process of gathering all the data, all the IEC documentation, everything else. It will be up on dearsouthafrica.co.za later today.
Thank you.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.